Thank you all for being here. Approval of the previous meeting minutes. I know there's been some discussion about that.
Mr. Chair, I believe that your motion that you made last meeting is not stated specifically in here. So I would, I move that we postpone the approval of the minutes until the next meeting when they can be corrected.
Okay.
Second.
I wasn't misstated.
It's just not stated completely. So I'm going to go back and get his wording to put into that so there won't be any question about exactly how he worded it.
Are there any other thoughts, concerns with the minutes of last month? Okay, hearing none, there'll just be that one correction.
I call the question.
You call the question, okay. All right, so let's vote on that. Everybody good with that? Everybody in favor, raise your hand.
Aye.
We're voting on a motion to do what? Approve the minutes with exception of...
No.
To correct the minutes and then approve them at the next meeting.
Fine.
No. Okay, so how many people did we say have an aye there?
I think it was unanimous.
Oh, unanimous?
Aye.
Looks like we're unanimous on that. All right, let's see. Public comment. We have Laura Cato speaking on unfinished business. 2 minutes, Laura.
I won't be too long. My name is Laura. I live here in Fort Mill. I've been coming to these meetings for about 6 months. And my original and main purpose is to ask for larger and better libraries for the entire county. Selfishly, this library specifically, since this community has grown exponentially since this was built 25 years ago. So I would like some follow-up on the comments that were made in the first October meeting where Mr. Getter spoke about getting a larger library, using this space for books, having stuff upstairs for meeting rooms, and Fort Mill just announced today their plans for the new town hall. They're moving space around, so I don't know if the sheriff's department will be able to move into the new town hall, how that will work. But we're just formally requesting that we get new, better libraries and that you guys reach out to the county council on the community's behalf and start pushing for that. So that's my request.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Cato. That was under a minute. That was really, really good. All right. Reports, Director.
Yes. I have. There was another public comment. You might have missed it. It's under mission.
Okay, Lacey Lane, discussion of new mission statement. 2 minutes.
So my name is Lacey Lane of Fort Mill. I'm a mother of two school-aged children, school counselor of 16 years, and a library patron. I'd like to address the agenda item regarding the mission statement. Our current mission statement reads, the mission of York County Library is to enrich and sustain the lives of York County by providing library services that meet their informational, recreational, and lifelong learning needs. Now, our current mission statement is very effective for several reasons. It clearly defines the core mission of the library to enrich and sustain the lives of the people in York County. This makes our library's purpose easy to understand to the community, and it emphasizes its long-term value and contribution to its well-being. The statement also recognizes the diverse needs of the community by mentioning informational, recreational, and lifelong learning, suggests that the library is more than just a place for books, serves as a hub for learning, personal development, and enjoyment. It also emphasizes the people of York County, which ensures that the library services are tailored to meet the specific needs of the local population, making it feel relevant and personal. Speaks to the variety of services, which allows the library to meet the needs of the people at various stages of life, from casual readers to those seeking educational growth. So our current mission statement communicates a strong sense of purpose, inclusivity, and a commitment to making a long-lasting positive impact, which is exactly what our county needs. Now, if there are changes to be made to this already strong mission statement, I hope that you will consult with our experienced professional librarians that are working in our libraries before you make changes. While our current mission statement is already strong, a few enhancements could make it more compelling, if you must do so, to improve clarity, inclusivity, and a future-oriented focus. For example, could read, "The mission of York County Library is to enrich and sustain the lives of the people of York County by providing accessible, innovative, and community-centered library services that meet diverse informational, recreational, and lifelong learning needs through a welcoming environment, cutting-edge resources, and collaborative partnerships. We inspire curiosity, foster creativity, and empower individuals to thrive in a rapidly changing world." I'll just skip to the end. "Please put our growing community needs over political agendas when considering this item."
All right, thank you all. Okay, now we are at reports director.
Yes, and the director has very little to report except to share with you our comparison statistics from last month, January, to 1 year ago, January. Nothing particularly striking that I need to point out to you, but if you have any questions, I will add that we just, this is not giving you room to ask me a question, but please forgive me. We did a soft launch of our mobile app, and we will consider how we're going to include that in statistics, but I'd like to let you know that we've had 275 people download our mobile app in the last 2 weeks.
I was one of those.
Fantastic. And we got some feedback from our branch manager at Lake Wiley today that one of her lifelong users of the library downloaded the app and said it was the best thing that we ever could have done for users. So
how many downloads?
275 right now. It's both available on Android and the Apple.
I hadn't had time to download. I wasn't where I needed to be.
So please, I'm sorry. Back to statistics. If you have any questions or comments, please.
Just a clarifying one on mobile printing.
Yes.
We, the comparisons, I don't see, is this just this year's totals? There's no comparison, obviously.
There isn't, because we launched it in the fall. Okay. So
right now, this would be just total through this month.
Yes. Probably look at how that might be better.
That's fine. I just want to make sure it's just total. It isn't just the month of.
No, okay. No, that would be a lot. Yes.
Julie, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
You have sent us two documents which include the titles that were not purchased because of our policy against books containing sexual material, books for children under age 17. Mm-hmm. That is a list, and the total is 43 books. Were these books that you would have ordered had this policy not been in place?
Yes, because the law is very specific as to what the content shouldn't be.
I'm looking at the list, and that the reasons for not buying a book, apparently, one says title is about pregnancy. One says review mentions his maternal grandfather was arrested for child sexual abuse. One says mentions that it's steamier than a cup of hot cocoa and just as sweet. This one says that it is both an indictment and a reflection of the unjust systems that allow instances of sexual violence to go unpunished.
What's your question?
One says it's inconvenient for, this one I love, review mentions it's inconvenient for the newlywed sex life that Gifford spends every dawn to dusk as a horse. I find it kind of, another one says the title is about birth / labor. And a couple just say one of the topics includes young adult fiction, social themes, dating, and sex. So we're in effect banning books based on very sketchy seemingly innocuous descriptions that just mentioned sex. Is that correct?
So that the challenge is a challenge. It is challenging to identify possible content that might not comply with the moratorium, which complies with the law, the proviso that it says you shouldn't have sexual content in a book.
So are you buying books first and reading them if we make the decision?
I will tell you, you can't read books before you buy them. These are all new books. There's occasional replacements. You can't read new books without purchasing them. That's always a selector's challenge, which is why we rely heavily on reviews of peer-reviewed journals, of authoritative lists and authoritative other organizations, bestseller lists. There's a number of things that a selector will do if they've seen a book that they're interested in to try to understand if the content is right for your community, if the age range is where you would put it. There's a lot of factors that go into just selecting a book. And then when you're talking about sexual content and the law that talks about basically penetration is part of the definition of the law. So if there's dating and sex, we can't tell what that's going to mean. We can't tell what perhaps an educational book could mean. So we're trying to sort this out right now, like how to best identify.
Because the title mentions pregnancy, we know that kids will know how people get pregnant, so therefore it's a banned book.
It's not a banned book. It's a book that we have questions about, and unless we bought it, we're not going to be able to identify it.
But in fact, we're banning a book.
Terry, this all centers around proviso 27.1. So under new business, I'll just add proviso 27.1, and we can discuss it further.
That has to do with period material.
Yes.
We're not saying these things are period.
We're doing our best guess as to what books we would buy that may not comply. There's no formula to help us. It's all subjective in addition to...
I have a motion coming out of this. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to write it down because I've got a copy of it. I move that the director of the York County Library instruct her staff that each month the current list of book titles the staff has been prohibited from purchasing be displayed in a prominent manner on or near the circulation desk of each branch library, of every branch library. That's my motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Do I need to repeat it?
Is it the book list itself? Is that what you're
Pardon?
Saying? Are you talking about the list?
I'm talking about books that the staff has been prohibited from purchasing.
We display
a list of these books.
The
same list, basically, that you provided us. Which, you know,
okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
You can remind y'all, you can second it without even liking the motion. You can have the discussion. It's a courtesy to do that.
Okay, without a second,
that's fine.
The motion does not go forward. Okay, please continue with your report. After you get a chance to write that.
Okay. I was going to clarify your clarification. I'm going to look at a better layout of that chart.
No, that's all I wanted to just make sure it was a monthly chart versus a total, you know, year-to-date total. That's,
yeah, right.
So I'm totally comfortable with that.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question or comment?
Dennis's question relates to what this covers. Is that what you were asking about?
Yeah, the mobile printing. Basically is just year-to-date numbers. There's no comparison technically because we didn't have data for last year, so this is just year-to-date. It's at the bottom of the first page.
Okay, thank you.
My real question was, but I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a monthly report versus a year-to-date. Just wanted to clarify.
All right, thank you for that director's report. Treasurer's report.
Yep, so I'll call your, in your packet is the statement through the end of December. And as usual, what we do is we discuss items that are over or under variance, depending on if it's on the top or the bottom of the presentation. So in terms of revenues, you'll notice that it has a minus 14% associated with the second line item, state aid appropriations. And that basically, again, a lot of times my answer will be a timing situation or a one-time. This is just a timing situation that the check hasn't come. We feel that we are still definitely going to receive the full amount of the projected appropriation. So it's just a month-to-month difference. If we look at expenditures, there's two items I'd like to call your attention to. 1, 2, 3, 4, which is, again, a perennial one for at least right now. Periodicals, you'll notice we're overspent on that. The key here is to look, and the first column gives us the year-to-date actual. The last column gives us our budget. So, again, the expenditures could come in lumps in various months. The key here is to say, okay, you spent 33. We thought we were going to spend 20, but we don't know month to month what we're going to do. But you'll notice that we're still, the total for the budget is 35, so we are under our year-to-date budget. So obviously the library staff is going to make sure that we don't exceed that 35, and possibly there just won't be, you know, again, the expenses might come in, but they'll definitely not exceed 35,000. Likewise, when we look down at the professional fees, there we have, again, overspent, again, to our projection. The key point here is our total year, we're looking at 13,000 and change, and you'll notice we're still under our year-to-date. I mean, our year-to-date is still under that total year number. Now, if we get near the end of the year, and we start going over those total numbers at this on the last column, then we'll have a more in-depth discussion. But for right now, we're just saying it's a timing situation, and 1 month to the next, it doesn't really make that much difference. That concludes my report.
Very good. All right. Thank you for that treasurer's report. We move on to standing committees. Strategic committee. Have you all had any time to?
We have not met yet.
You have not met yet? Okay. All right, and then the policy committee.
We had no meeting this month.
No meeting this month, all right. All right, unfinished business.
I'd like to make just a note for you that technically when we publish a line item when there's really no business associated with it, mm-hmm. We can leave number five there just to be part of the agenda. But in the future, if we don't have any unfinished business that we're aware of, we should just put underneath that none, so that it's indicating we're holding it as a place card rather than just dropping five and somebody's gonna say, what happened to five and everything changed. We'll just keep unfinished business, but it's okay to leave it as a title, but we just want to indicate to the public in terms of the agenda that there is no unfinished business to be discussed.
Good point. Okay, now we're moving right along here. New business. Discussion of the new mission statement, I put that in there just for us to be able to think about it, because really, everything that the library board does, the libraries should be pointing towards that mission statement. So it's really just, I want you all to think, okay, is the way a mission statement, let me just read it to you now. Is it where we want it to be? Do we want to make some changes? Because there again, it's really the central figure as to how we proceed forward. It's stated, the mission of the York County Library is to enrich and sustain the lives of the people of York County by providing library services that meet their informational, recreational, and lifelong learning needs. So there again, I'm just throwing out that for thoughts at this point.
I I'd like to just, since we're just having an open discussion, I'm a little worried that we don't have any word, any emphasis on literacy. And we've talked about this in the past, that the library should be tied into some type of a statement that includes literacy, because if you look in the law, our only one job is to provide books. So, and we talk about all the other things we provide, but specifically, we don't talk about literacy. And I think that should be, I don't have a recommended motion at this time or a new mission statement, but I'd like to just have a discussion on what we think about some kind of addition on the word literacy in the statement.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know in past meetings, maybe 6 months ago, we discussed the fact that South Carolina was ranked 39th, I think, in literacy. Is that still the figure? It's very close to 39th, if it's not still what it is. And we talked about how COVID had really knocked a lot of children out of their learning for about a year or even 2 years, and how that could be so detrimental to our children, and how the library can come alongside a lot of these children, not just children, but all the way through adults, helping them with literacy, because if you can't read, really can't do basic math, it really puts you at a disadvantage in the world that we live in. So yeah, having our mission statement hover around literacy, I think, would be a good thing also.
I totally agree, but I don't have the mission statement in front of me. What does it say about adequate facilities in there? Does it say anything?
No, it doesn't say anything about adequate.
We haven't had a new library built in the county in over 25 years. We've been one of the fastest growing counties in the state. We already have an excellent preliminary study that Martin House did pointing out areas that are badly underserved. In this county, and I don't mean just expenditures by the county government, while we have spent zero on new libraries, different entities, including governments and nonprofits, have spent over a half $1 billion on sports and athletic facilities, parks. I'm not against any of that. I think it's wonderful that we have such great park recreation facilities in New York County, but we haven't built a library in over 25 years. The library, main library, Rock Hill, is over 40 years old.
Well, Terry, you are on the strategic committee along with Carol and Laura, so that's kind of that's what the strategic committee is all about, is looking into those needs.
Very good. I just want to make sure we're considering that when we're talking about mission statement.
Okay. Here, I just want to. I'm a kind of a guy who says never start with a blank sheet of paper when a lot of other people have already done it. I just like that. So I did a review of different counties' mission statements that were published on their websites. And the one that zeroed in about literacy, I just like, I'm copying this. This is Lexington County. Just want to just read this. It's a very nice short one. It says, Lexington County Public Library's mission is to provide access to quality resources that provide lifelong literacy for the Lexington County community. So there's an example of one county who's zeroed in on literacy.
Can you read that one more time?
That was the whole statement?
This is just a discussion. You don't have to,
right.
I just wanted to point that out, that there is a precedent here of another county, at least, about our size, mm-hmm. I think, who's zeroing in on literacy. And I don't know if this is new, old, or indifferent, but it's just the one that they have on their website at this time.
But that was the complete statement.
Yeah, but I'm not advocating it, and I'm not making any motions. We're just having a discussion, and I'm just bringing up the fact that there is a county here that nails it specifically that I found.
Do we know when ours was written?
Ours?
Yeah.
Gee. Before me?
Okay.
8 years? I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah, it's not, doesn't have to be.
That's my comments.
Very good. Any more comments on that? There again, food for thought. We don't have a lot on our agenda, but I just wanted to remind everybody, we're going to have a pre-meeting orientation training, Library 101, held in March. If it works for everyone, we could just do it before the March meeting. How long does that take? Maybe an hour?
I'll do an hour.
Now, will.
What will that entail?
It's Library 101, touching on all.
You're doing it for us?
I am.
Okay. At, what, here?
Are we meeting at?
York Library.
York, thank you, at York.
York, okay.
Yes, so York, if you could say 5:00, we'll do Library 101, and were you going to ask about Kendry to talk about?
Yeah, well, Attorney Kendry, will he be there?
I can ask him.
Please, that'd be great.
Because he had some good information for you.
Right, he has good stuff.
Yep, I will.
Let us know the date.
Say it again?
Date.
March 13th.
Oh, March 13th, yes, thank you.
March 13th.
I thought you said state. Yes, at York. And they have a small conference room that we use to do this before.
I think that's where it was last time.
I think it was too.
So that's prior to our.
Yes, so say 5:00.
5:00, and the board meeting starts at 6:00.
Correct.
Well, that kind of bleeds into the motion I'd like to make.
Okay.
And y'all are aware of this because I sent you a memo about my idea, but I move that each member of the York County Library Board of Trustees participate in a Meet Your Trustee Day, preferably at the library in or near their district, and the trustee be given a library tour and make himself or herself available to speak with library employees and patrons about how the York County Library may better serve their needs.
Okay, do we have a second?
We have a second. Thank you.
All right, so if you would, hand me that so I can read it again before discussion.
All right. I move, I have it written down.
I'm supposed to be the one reading it.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
That's
okay. We'll foresee that this time. Go ahead and read it again.
I move that each member of the York County Library Board of Trustees participate in a Meet Your Trustee Day, preferably at the library in or near their district, and that the trustee be given a library tour and make himself or herself available to speak with library employees and patrons about how the York County Library may better serve their needs.
Okay. Do we have any discussion?
I would like to ask our director how that would be arranged and how would it work best for your staff to do this for us?
So they would love for you to visit branches. And I don't know how much time you have, but they'd love for you to spend time with them on the desk and maybe see a program, and then we could just organize like a open house. We would advertise it like a program, kind of like come meet your local board member, come on by, we'll have snacks, we'll just kind of talk about how, you know, what you love about your library, what you love to see the library do differently.
Would it be a certain day that worked best for them, or would you just do it by branches? How do you foresee this happening?
It really depends on your schedules, but because we can do it a bunch of different ways. We can just pick a date that works for everybody and plug you in there and promote it. That's probably the best way. I don't think you all have to go to the branches on the same day, because you might pull from, you know, other people might come to the branch.
And as I understand it, you're talking about just one at a time, correct? Or how?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Each
person would work it out with a manager
of
each library. Of course, we only have 5 libraries. We have 7 districts. So obviously, you know, it really doesn't make a difference. You go to your own library, the main library, the Fort Mill library.
I would recommend you. I think it would be behoove you to go to your library.
That's what I thought.
That's my two cents, because, you know, that's your people.
Hopefully they already know us.
Yeah. I think, well, you know, yeah, I mean, a lot of you.
So would it be something that you would arrange for us, we would arrange it ourselves? I mean, is that part of your motion, or does it?
We can do it for you.
Well, I didn't get into too many specifics, because I figured you'd be working on it on your own. But the idea, my idea is that we would then report back to the entire board what we heard from the employees and patrons. And if they stand up and say, we need maker spaces, or we need a room for homeschooled children to meet, we ought to be hearing that. If we're really serving the public, we need to hear what they think.
I picture it being like our National Library Week experience, where, you know, we encourage people to come in and talk about what they loved and what they looked for, you know, adding or changing. And that was a really positive experience. So I can work on it if you are all interested. That's not a problem. I can work with the branch managers to get that.
Any more discussion? Okay. Terry, per Robert's rules, read that one more time for us.
Okay. I move that each member of the York County Library Board of Trustees participate in a Meet Your Trustee Day, preferably at the library in or near their district, and that the trustee be given a library tour and make himself or herself available to speak with library employees and patrons about how the York County Library may better serve their needs.
Okay. All in favor, raise your hand. All opposed? Okay. So we've got, that does pass.
Thank you.
All right.
My comment is, I don't need a motion to do that, because I've done it already.
You're in here about all the time.
Yeah, so.
All right. Let's discuss Proviso 27.1, since that's already come up. The State Library sent out a memo June 13th. As a matter of fact, could you put in your notes to send that to everyone? The memo from State Library, June 13th. And it's June 24th. There's a memo from June 24th and November 4th of 2024. Both of those.
11-4.
Yeah, have to do with the proviso. Okay, let me read what the proviso states, and then we'll back up from that. Proviso 27.1 states, the amount appropriated in this section for aid to county libraries shall be allotted to each county on a per capita basis according to the official United States Census of 2010. As aid to the county library, no county shall be allocated less than $150,000 under this provision. To receive this aid, local library support shall not be less than the amount actually expended for library operations from local sources in the second preceding year. Prior to receiving any of these funds, county libraries must certify to the state library that their county libraries do not offer any books or materials that appeal to the prurient interest of children under the age of 17 in children's youth or teen book sections of libraries, and are only made available with explicit parental consent. That is what the proviso states. The memo that you all will get here in the next few days, wish you already had it, but anyway, from the state library, it states that the state library is in the process of requesting an attorney general's opinion on the matter. Now, remember, that was June 24th, 2024. All right, in October of 2024, this was the motion that was passed. I move that a moratorium be put on purchasing books for minors that contain any sexual content until we have a clear understanding of the significance in the language changes of Proviso 27.1. I reference State Library memo dated June 24th, 2024. This moratorium will stay in effect until we have further clarification from the Attorney General's office. I went ahead and looked up, okay, what is a state proviso? A state proviso is a clause in a state budget or statute that limits how funds can be spent or adds conditions to an existing law. And I think the state appropriations that we have amounts to $706,000, does it not? That's the yes. Line item on our... Okay. It's a lot.
It's over, in that ballpark.
Yeah, it's a lot.
No, you're right, 706,
160. Mm-hmm. So that was June that the memo came out, October that we passed that motion, and then November 4th, another memo came out from the State Library from Lisa Aiken. She said, we received a response from the Attorney General, which reads, we decline to opinion on what public library material may or may not appeal to the prurient interest of young adults. We leave those decisions to county public librarians and their boards of trustees. Our longstanding policy is not to opine with respect to factual matters, which an opinion cannot determine. As to what library materials appeal to the prurient interests of minors, such involves questions of fact. Thus, we must leave those decisions to county public librarians and their board of trustees. So, we are in the process of doing what the Attorney General said with our policy committee. Our policy committee is working on revising it, the collection policy, to reflect the Attorney General's statements. So do we have any thoughts on that?
Has this policy committee met yet?
Have they met?
Have you met?
No, we are right now, we're having some workshops, but we haven't had any official meeting yet because we're not ready to do anything.
What do you mean a workshop?
We're talking, trying to be educated with Julie and okay. how they right. select books.
I just want to remind you that if a committee meets, and that includes by telephone or internet, you have a quorum of people on the committee, you're obliged to follow the Freedom of Information Act, which means you have to announce the meeting in advance, you have to have a quorum, and you have to keep minutes.
Okay, if everyone has their book, I hope you do, that it's a state library manual. Does everyone have that state library manual? Right. That's it, right there. There's all kinds of good stuff in there. Look on page 23 if you have that. You may never find it in that.
I got it.
You did good. You did good. So it's page 23 for me. All right, at the very bottom, very last paragraph on page 23, it reads this way. Committee meetings, as well as meetings of the full board, may be subject to the open meeting law. That is, if voting or other official action is to be taken by the committee, and one more than half of the committee members are present at the meeting, the committee must abide by the law and post an announcement of the meeting in advance. If your committee system is well defined and the committees are being held accountable, the board should receive regular reports from each committee. The committee reports should explain what the committee has been doing for the board and make recommendations for board action. Trustees not on a committee should feel free to ask questions and get clarification from committee members, but avoid repeating work the committee has done. Meetings of the full board should not be used as a time to conduct committee meetings. The purpose of the committee is to save time for the board. If the full board repeats the committee discussions after the committee reports to the board has not saved time, but rather doubled the time spent on the issue. So I think the point that we're really getting back to is that first statement, which says, committee meetings as well as meetings of the full board may be subject to the open meeting law. That is, if voting or other official action is to be taken by the committee. So gathering information, to me, does not fall under that. In other words, Terry, you're on the same board as Carol. Terry, if you call Carol, or Carol, you call Terry, I don't think you got to post it prior to that phone call or that email, or you have to set a formal agenda, or you have to take minutes of that conversation. I don't think that's correct. But we can get clarification of this when Attorney Kendry comes next month. We will ask him specifically where that falls, because we want to make sure we're doing everything right.
Case law is pretty clear on this. I'm going to give you all each a copy of the Public Officials Guide to Compliance with South Carolina Freedom of Information Act. Please give one to Tim. There have been a number of cases, including this is the Attorney General's opinion on it. A committee or a subcommittee have to follow the same regulations as the appointed body. You can't, whether you take an action in the meeting or not, if you have a quorum of people, which in committee three would be two people, who are together to discuss the business of the library, they have to follow the law.
Okay, so are you saying if you call Carol that you've got to post that meeting in advance, set an agenda, and have minutes of that conversation?
If Carol and I are discussing business in a three-person committee, yes, we have to do that. Now, if we say, okay, Carol, I'd like you to schedule a meeting, then that would be fine. Then we'd have to post that notice probably on the library website. I know it seems inconvenient, but the whole idea of the law is to have the public have access to what we're doing. Now, we haven't had a committee meeting since 2018, according to our website. That's the last time we had a committee meeting. So, obviously, this law hasn't really been a hindrance. We're not meeting. But yes, if we want to meet, we want to get together and talk about our business, we have to follow the law.
Apparently, there have been very few subcommittee meetings in the past many years, so we're way ahead of the curve on trying to get matters accomplished, right, in my opinion. But we will get clarification on that for sure, because we want to make sure we're following the law to the to the letter.
Okay.
What page is that on?
The only one I'm finding is legislative committees. Does that apply? Are we a legislative committee?
No, I don't think so. It's a legislative It's all public meetings. Meetings, public bodies.
Right.
That's the situation to me.
Section 3480 says all public bodies, except as provided in subsection B and C, section must give written public notice of a regular meeting at the beginning of each calendar year. The meeting must include the date, time, and place of the agenda.
Okay, again, you're on page, is that page 17?
Right.
It's talking about, well, okay, that's the one it says legislative.
What the.
basically law pretty well established.
Okay, so where are we talking about in this book that pertains to us?
It's on page 17.
I'm looking at page 17.
I didn't prepare this ahead of time, so you're going to have to give me a few minutes to look it over.
Page 18, this subsection covers all non-legislative subcommittees. That's probably what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, where are you?
18. Top of 18. But we will have the attorney.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get clarification on everything, certainly. Because there again, I mean, the main thing is we want to make sure we're doing everything correctly. So that will be a really good question for our attorney at that next meeting. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's pretty much it, unless anyone else has anything of business. Okay, we're doing pretty well here. Well, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Everyone in favor, raise your hand, please. I think we're unanimous. Thank you all.